We need to remind ourselves of this principle. God knows what is best. God is in control. And God is working all things for our eternal good and benefit, just as He was doing for those disciples and for all of us on that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. One day the morning will come, and after the darkness, we will be able to see His good and gracious intention.
You're listening to the Calvary Cast, Passion Week 2020. These podcasts will serve as daily devotionals, walking you through the final days of Jesus' life on earth. Saturday, April 4th, 33 AD. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' And the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard.
Well, very little is written about Saturday of the Passion Week. Jesus had died, and he was buried, and clearly his body is in the tomb. And there are some theories as to where his soul was, and some other scriptures that might point to that. But the gospel records don't touch on it, and so we won't bring it up here. The gospel writers were concerned, though, that you knew that the man Jesus had died on the cross, and that he was buried, and on Saturday his body was in the tomb. And we know from Scripture that the law required death. Death is in our world and a part of life because of sin. And Jesus, our substitute, had to physically die in order to pay that penalty. As we've repeated a number of times this week, Paul said that the gospel is this, that Christ died for our sins. There was a physical death involved with Jesus. But what we do know that happened on Saturday is that the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate and asked him to put guards at the tomb. And they did that because Jesus had claimed a number of times that he would rise again on the third day. And they were afraid that the disciples would come and steal away the body. So Pilate, we're told, granted them that request. And this fact, I think, is mainly there as evidence to the death of Christ and to the resurrection that will happen on Sunday morning. The gospel writers are squashing any proposed theory that the disciples stole away the body of Jesus, or that perhaps somehow Jesus survived the crucifixion and walked out of the tomb on his own. That would have been impossible with those Roman guards there. The disciples were not SEAL Team 6 and could not have gotten past the guards for some kind of extraction of Jesus. And Jesus couldn't have survived the Roman crucifixion. As a matter of fact, there's no evidence anywhere that anyone ever survived a Roman crucifixion. He really died. The Son of God, who became man, experienced death for us. But I think we can also speculate as to the thoughts and feelings of the disciples on this particular day. And even though Jesus said he was going to rise again on the third day, we don't get the impression from Scripture that the disciples really believed him. On this day, from what we know, I think they were confused and anxious and fearful, and ultimately disappointed as things weren't going the way they thought they would. They thought and believed that Jesus was the Messiah. They were right. They believed he was a promised king who would deliver them from the Romans. And now he was dead, and at the hands of the Romans nonetheless. If we put ourselves in their shoes, we can see how confusing this would have been to them. What a dark and disappointing day Saturday would have been. So many thoughts, so many fears, so much confusion running through their minds. And I think there's a principle for us here. God's way is always better than our way. And His plan is always better than our plan. When we go through dark and confusing and fearful times, often we don't understand what God is doing, and often it can be very confusing to us as we try to wrestle through the implications of what's happening in our lives. But when that happens, we need to remind ourselves of this principle. God knows what is best, God is in control, and God is working all things for our eternal good and benefit, just as He was doing for those disciples and for all of us on that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That one day the morning will come, and after the darkness, we will be able to see His good and gracious intentions. So, on this Saturday of the Passion Week, we can look back, and we can know that Sunday is coming, and Jesus will rise again. And on this day, we can prepare to rejoice and worship Him.
This concludes our Passion Week podcast. We pray these podcasts have been a blessing and encouragement to you as we walk through Jesus' final days on earth. If you do not have a church home, we'd encourage you to join our live stream tomorrow at 10:30 as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You can find our live stream on YouTube. Just search Calvary Bible Church, Grand Junction. The Calvary Cast is a ministry of Calvary Bible Church in Grand Junction, Colorado. In Calvary, we exist for the glory of God, the good of His people, and the Great Commission. You can find out more about Calvary by visiting our website, calvarybiblechurchgj.org. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Thanks for listening.